Next week, a citywide playwriting program for young people presents its first professional play. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the play Candles is about a school shooting and was written by a high school freshman.
Jeez. Candles takes place entirely in a classroom of a fictional high school called Edgewater, where the student newspaper meets and spends most of its time goofing around.
Can you guys stop being idiots for 5 seconds?
Quite the horrendous miscreants.
But then tragedy hits when a shooter rampages through the school, killing 12 students and 2 teachers. The rest of the play follows the emotional roller coaster of the survivors.
They argue a lot. I really wanted to make this as authentic as possible.
This is the playwright, Angelina DeMonte. She's a sophomore at Harriton High School in Lower Merion. She wrote a bulk of Candles as a freshman.
I'm a teenager. I go to high school, so I know that in this situation, it would be a lot of arguing and figuring out how to go about this.
Candles was written through Philadelphia Young Playwrights. That's a program that partners with area schools to teach playwriting. Every year, it presents the best of student writing at festivals for monologues and short plays. This production of Candles is more ambitious, with a professional director and union actors, making it eligible for a Barrymore Award. While it is the first play to get this kind of treatment, Young Playwrights Executive Director Lisa Nelson-Haynes says it's not the first script to cross her desk to deal with high school shootings.
It's not just the students that are involved in these shootings. It's also the students just like Angelina. Just knowing that other students have experienced this, it's traumatic for them.
The playwright, DeMonte, started writing Candles 2 years ago, immediately after the shooting at the Stoneman Douglas School in Parkland, Florida. She was just in junior high at the time. Like many young people, DeMonte struggled with feelings of futility, like there wasn't anything an eighth grader could do about gun violence.
It's something that I struggled with. I feel really voiceless when it comes to what I can do about it. Playwriting has really given me an outlet where I can, like, have my voice be heard.
Candles will have a week-long run at the Arden Theater in Old City starting next week. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.